Well, it's good to be back. That's a long road. Seems like it gets longer. Well, the Lord's given me a message out of the book of Job, and I'd like to look at a few scriptures this morning in Job. Maybe we'll turn to the 38th verse, 38th chapter, I'm sorry. Chapter 38. It says, "Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who has stretched the line upon it?" I want to stop there, and I want to think just a moment about, it said the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. And I don't know if that's a tornado, dust devil, or whatever. But apparently there was some kind of a whirlwind, a circular wind, and the Lord spoke to Job out of that whirlwind. Now, when you read Job, we see some conflict going on between Job and the comforters. And I, through studying the book of Job, I believe those three comforters came with all good intentions to comfort Job. But when you read early in the chapter, there's one place where it said a spirit passed by. He said the hair on my neck stood up, and he said, he heard a voice that said, "Shall a man be more righteous than his maker?" Well, the three comforters then, they took up this argument of, you know, God punishes the wicked. He punishes sin. He brings judgment against wrong and sin and those types of things. And they began to accuse Job of, somewhere he's sinned, somewhere. And it's back and forth. Job, in I wanted to get a verse 16:16, chapter 16, verse 16, verse 15 or 14. It says, "He breaketh me with breach upon breach. He runneth upon me like a giant. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin, and defiled my horn in the dust. My face is foul with weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Not for any injustice in my hands. Also, my prayer is pure." Job didn't see any place in his life where he had erred. And you read other chapters that talks about him, the different things, sins that people fall into. He mentions those and said, "I haven't done that." And so there's a, they speak, Job speaks, it's back and forth. And to me, it's almost like it comes to a stalemate. Job is not changing. He's maintaining his innocence before God, and the others are still accusing him. Said, "Well, you had to have done something wrong for all this to befall you." But then it says that Job, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Did Job have a question? See, I wrote that verse down. Job 31 and 35. It says, "Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. You know, Job was hurt. He hadn't sinned. He was hurt by the things that had happened to him in life. He didn't understand. He didn't comprehend what was going on. And he said, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me. What's going on? I haven't changed. I'm still doing the things that I felt like were upright and that I was doing and living for God. Now all these things, I want the Lord to answer me. And then in one place it said he looked to the front, he looked to the back and the side, and he said, I don't find him anywhere. So Job, inside, he had some questions. He wanted to know why. I believe that's my my perception. He wanted to know why. You know, that little word, why, is a can be very troubling sometimes. It can be very difficult. I want to say, okay, and then we go back. The Lord is speaking to him. He said, gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare. When you read the next few chapters, the Lord never answers that question, why, to Job. And that's what's been impressed upon my mind and heart. And I can relate because I've never had all of my whys answered in life. Sometimes you look at things and you, why? Why this? Why now? Why did this happen? And I'm going to say there in the world today, there are a lot of people that blame God for things that have happened in life. There's a lot of bitterness towards God in the world that we live in. People hold things and blame God for the things that has happened to them in their life. And the Lord says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. And the next few chapters, he enumerates to Job things that... It's over Job's head. He didn't understand. It's just, he asked Job questions. The Lord asked Job questions that he doesn't know. He doesn't understand. And I want to look at a few more verses in chapter 40 and verse 1. It says, moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. And what's impressive to me is that the Lord never really tells Job why. He just tells him all these things that were over his head that he didn't understand. And, you know, in my human thinking, I think, well, he could have said, well, Job, millions of people are going to be blessed by your experience that you're going to go through. Millions of people are going to draw strength and hold on to their faith because of what you have gone through and the example that you set. He didn't tell him that. He could have said, well, I want humanity to know that bad things happen to good people. He didn't tell him that. But when the Lord spoke to Job, it was enough. I don't know if I'm conveying very well this morning what it's, but it was the Lord just spoke to him, and Job was okay. I'm God. I wasn't here when you laid the foundations of the earth. I don't know the measurements thereof. So he realized how great God was. He said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. I want to mention this a little bit this morning, that in the first chapter of Job, we find that the Lord is having a conversation with Satan. And the Lord asked Satan if he had seen Job. He recognized his servant Job, and Satan said, "You've got a hedge about him. You're prospering his life. Everything is profitable. Everything is flourishing for him. He's a wealthy man." He said, strip that all away and he'll curse you to your face. Now, I believe this morning, I don't believe that God did that just because of that conversation with Satan. The Lord just wasn't trying to see how strong a faith Job had. I don't believe. There are scriptures that let us know that God does not afflict willingly the children of men. I believe everything the Lord does has a purpose. Everything that He allows. Satan, God didn't cause all those things to happen. He pulled back the hedge, and Satan was the one that caused those things to happen, the way I understand the scripture. But God does not afflict to see suffering. He doesn't afflict just to make things hard for us, but I believe He has a divine purpose that we don't, as humans, that we don't sometimes see, and we don't know. We don't see the big picture like He sees. But I believe everything that God does, I believe Job was a chosen vessel. There's many things that we learn from the book of Job. The hedge, for example, we learn there that we don't maybe see quite as well as we do in other scriptures, but I believe God had a divine, I don't believe it's just off of that conversation with Satan. I believe God had a divine purpose on hand in allowing Job to face and go through the things that he went through. You know, he's God. He's Lord. I remember years ago when I was playing football. Actually, it just happened down the road there at Monroe School. I was probably about the fifth or sixth grade. And we had a coach there that was, he was a good coach. Actually, we didn't lose the game. We had some good players. We had a good coach. We didn't lose the game. Third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, we never lost a game, football or basketball. Not one. But we were there at practice one day, and he was kind of had his, he was short and big, and had a big mustache that came down, and a big afro, and he was a tough character. Mr. Prince, Coach Prince. And anyway, he was scratching his chin and thinking and wondering who to put in a certain spot. And a little bit of time elapsed. We were all standing there waiting, for something. And lo and behold, Mr. Wilson speaks up and says, "Why don't you put so-and-so in that spot?" Boy, I knew I had done the wrong thing. Ere the words escaped my lips. He got in my face and punched me on the chest. "Mr. Wilson, who do you think you are?" Oh, I wet my drawers. And he said, "Take off running." And I had to run the entire practice. That's a pretty good sized playground. They don't have the parking lot there now like they used to. It was a big playground. I had to run the entire... And I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to get kicked off the team. But it was rightly so. He was right. Who was a fifth grader or sixth grader to offer a suggestion to this undefeated coach? That's a good track record. He was in the... To this day, I don't blame him at all. He did the right thing. But you know, this morning, God is God. And that's when you read these scriptures, it showed Job how little he knew. All these questions, Job didn't have an answer. He didn't have a clue. And that's the way we are, really. God is so far above us. And it's so easy for us, though, to become hurt, offended. We question. We blame. And Job was that way. He said, "Oh, if I could just talk to the Almighty, if He would just answer me." And that's why the Lord spoke to him the way He did. "Okay, Job, here I am. Stand up and answer me like a man. If you can, if you were there, if you know so much." So Lord, help us today to, I believe, trusting God includes being able to believe in Him, that He knows what's best for our life. There's some of the question, my why questions I have never had answered. If He answers why to you, that's great if He gives you an answer. But He doesn't have to. He's over all. We need to believe in His goodness, in His love, in His care. I believe the Lord's doing all He can to get all of us to heaven. I believe He works hard. I believe that's His aim, is to get us to heaven. But Lord, help us not to allow the why to distance us in our relationship with God, that the whys would separate us from seeking Him and wanting to know Him more and drawing close to Him. There are just times in life that we get hurt. That's not the time to leave God. And Job, that's such a beautiful example how Job, he didn't charge God foolishly. He wanted to know why. He wanted to know wherefore. But he didn't charge God foolishly. He had some questions. And God answered him. He didn't answer him, maybe. But Job said, "It's enough. I don't need to say any more. God has spoken to me." You know, that's what we need this morning, is just the Lord. We don't have to have all the answers, but just that, to know that He is there, that He wants to talk to us, that we can trust Him with our life, that if we give our all to Him, that He'll care for that, He'll nurture that, He'll develop that, and He'll bring us. And we see one of the things I think about Job, you know, the Lord, the latter end, James says, you've seen the end of Job, the patience of Job, the end of Job. How the Lord turned his captivity, blessed him abundantly, far more than what he had lost. God doubled to him. And I do believe this morning. I believe even though there's hardships and difficulties that comes to the child of God, I believe overall, if you look at the whole picture, the long run, it's well with the righteous. It'll be well with them. God will take care of His own. He'll help them. Even though there's setbacks and there's disappointments and there's difficulties. I think about the verse too. It says, shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Or why have you allowed this? And I, to me, it's to try to pursue and to say, I'm not going till I get answer, is a dead end road. I think it's important for us to be able to commit our life, our circumstances of our life, our situations, we commit it into God's hands. And you know, when we do that, and Peter, he talked about that. He said, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. When we submit and we yield and give ourselves to the Lord, there's a peace, there's a rest that you don't get when you're always questioning. Why? Why this? Why that? I don't have the answers. And from these scriptures, God didn't give Job a technical answer, you might say. But it was enough for the Lord to speak to him. So I want to just encourage us this morning to be able to trust. The scriptures profoundly speak of God's love for mankind. He gave heaven's best for us. And I believe He desires us to be successful in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual journey. He wants us to be able to progress and be, but we have to commit the wise to God, to the future. There's another scripture that kind of comes to my mind. It talks about committing our souls as unto a wise Creator. And I believe it's important for us to do that. We commit ourselves, our situations. We commit situations into the Lord's hands. And I believe God will bless us. Maybe in heaven we'll understand it all. Maybe the answers will be there, but it really won't matter. The Lord's will be there. That's enough. If we don't get the wise. There's been a lot of evil things happen through the course of humanity. A lot of darkness, a lot of evil, a lot of things that, you know, people say, well, where's God? If God was God, why would He, you know, allow such things to go on, such things to happen? But we want to commit ourselves and our lives into His hand and be able to trust Him that He loves us, that He has a divine purpose. I remember one time going through something I didn't really understand, and I was struggling with it, struggled for, I don't know, probably maybe a few weeks. But I remember being in prayer one time, and the Lord showed me this thing, and it was like the Lord was letting me know that I have allowed this. I know all about it, and I've allowed this. And that gave me so much comfort and grace and help, and I was able to get up and go from there and face and confront. And I just believe this morning that God loves us deeply and that He is doing what He can to help us to be able to make heaven our home. And we don't want to get a stumble upon the wise. He is so much over us. One verse talks about His thoughts are above, as high as the heaven is above the earth, so is His ways higher than our ways, and His thoughts above our thoughts. So let's be encouraged this morning that when we don't know why, we can still commit ourselves to God and trust Him and believe in Him and love Him. And I believe He'll bring us out into a wealthy place. And that's brought out in the Psalms one place. It said we went through fire, went through the water, and men rode over our heads. But He says He brought us out into a wealthy place. And I believe God is endeavoring to do that in our lives. I appreciate your attention this morning. Pray for me.